Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Showtime. Are you ready?
I'm ready. Are you ready?
Here we go. Ready.
This is the Bob and Jeff Show, starring Jeff Lutz.
There's no downgrade. This might actually be an upgrade.
I would think it probably is.
And Jason Duda. For today, anyway.
Hey. I was just there. I was just taking up space.
What Boy, everyone's your... excited about this.
It's all happening.
It's all happening.
It's all happening.
97.5 and 1240 KFH.
Stand by for action.
Welcome back. Hour number two of Bob and Jeff. You may notice Bob is not here. I don't know why. We had the day off yesterday. Seemed like that should be good enough, but it wasn't. He's taking another day off, but...
Well, wait till next week.
The good news... Yeah, I don't know. Don't even want to talk about it. But the good news is, three-man booth tomorrow. Dudes, Lutes, and Lutes.
What a day that'll be.
Oh, can you imagine?
Let the arguing begin.
And you know who else is going to be on the show?
Who?
A long, long time ago... I can still remember how the music used to make me.
I don't know, but it sounds painful to me if that's what's on the show.
Don McLean is on the show tomorrow.
Well, the good thing about Jeff singing that Duda is that, you know, the meta can't pick up. They don't have to pay royalties on it now because they couldn't identify who it was.
There
you
go.
Got that right.
That's true. See, that's why I did it like that. I didn't want to cost us any money. Well, we're going to get into our top 10 list. No offense, but Bob always goes last because he thinks he's like the star. I'm going to go last today.
Whoa.
I never get to go last.
No?
Never.
It's very exciting to go last,
is it? It's not exciting.
Well, I don't know. I'm never last. So.
You want to go last?
No, not at all. Doesn't matter.
It matters.
No, it doesn't because everyone gets their 10 out.
You knew you were supposed to say it doesn't matter to you, but you had a brief moment where it did matter, and you really don't want to go last because it's too much pressure.
No,
Admit you're absolutely
wrong with that whole comment.
All right, then you go first.
I always go first.
Duda is doing the... You want to go second?
No, I'll go first. I don't care.
Duda
Let's
is doing
go.
The top 10 things he ate yesterday. Who
and
cares?
Drank.
I don't care about drink.
Do oh, yeah, you will.
Yeah, you will.
No question, you will.
What's number 10?
Okay, so we're trying to figure out... I don't know. Do you have this... If you guys have this problem or not, but trying to figure out making dinner at nights, does it sometimes get to the point where... Ugh. What are you having?
I hate it.
So I asked Jackson, my son, I said, what do you want for dinner tonight? And he said, I want those breaded pork chops. I said, okay. So number 10 on my list, because obviously when I cook more than just that. So 10 on my list was a breaded pork chop. And it was good.
I'm sure it
Solid.
Was.
Were they shake and bake?
I did two different kinds of these ones, and I'll get into my list later on. But I did one with shake and bake, and I did one with this I crush up cornflakes.
Oh, my goodness.
And use that, and they're really good, too.
What's for supper tonight? Maybe pork chops, we'll see.
You want some plant-based pork chops,
no.
Mike? I can...
No, because I don't want to, like, what did you say? You got to run to the bathroom 9 times? No, I'm not interested.
Sometimes.
You call it plant-based fake pork chops, but don't call it plant-based pork chops.
Oh, be quiet, Mike. What do you make of the backlash against Cracker Barrel for offering plant-based sausage patties?
Well, they quit serving molasses too, so I'm not talking positive about Cracker Barrel right now.
Well,
you could get molasses at Cracker Barrel, and it was so good. Now they can't do it because of whatever reason. It's ridiculous.
All right. Well, the Impossible meat is good. So I'm just going to put that out there.
How is that? How does that considered a meat?
You know, it's just the what you say. It's just what you say.
Fair enough.
It's like calling a.
So you're eating a plant burger is what you're eating.
Yes.
Okay.
Dude, yes. The operative word is impossible. It's impossible to be a meat.
Well, it's not meat. It's plant-based and soy, but it tastes good. You just have to go to the bathroom a lot. I don't know what the problem is. I mean, it's a fair trade-off.
My daughter makes a black bean burger that's exceptional.
Well, so. I need to find an exceptional black bean burger because the two I've had have been average.
Well, Marathon is listening, so maybe she'll text something to me and I can send it to you.
But the problem is I hate black beans. But we're off the rails. What's your show? It never happens, right? What's your grandson's 10th favorite comic book movie?
First of all, I'll say how proud I am of him. And my family loves movies. He knows movies. He's even named after a famous character in the movie Atticus. That tells you something. So
a book.
He's the greatest. I didn't help him a bit with it, so he's got a great list.
Time out, Mike. I'm sorry.
We're going to do this.
10. We have to address that. You said a famous character from a movie, and certainly To Kill a Mockingbird is a well-known famous movie. But he was named after the book.
No, he's named after Atticus.
Right, Atticus Finch in the book To Kill a Mockingbird.
Yeah, but there's a movie too, which I know. Not well known.
Why are you arguing this, Jeff? I don't get it.
It
was the movie they watched that they named him after.
What really inspired them, his parents, though? The book or the movie?
I'd have to ask Marathana. Probably both.
Okay. So he just seems more like a intellectual to me and would have been inspired by the book, but I don't know.
She teaches too, so that could have been. So.
All right. I'm sorry.
Can I get to the number 10 on my list?
Give
him a little bit of power and you take the whole show over, Jeff.
He's got to go last today, Mike, so he's embracing the power he has
right
now.
It is a lot of power. Yeah. What do you have, number 10?
Bob. He thinks he's Bob, but he'll learn the truth about that tomorrow.
Oh. I don't think I'm Bob, trust me.
Number 10 on Atticus's. This is not my list. It's pretty good. Spider-Man No Way Home. Okay. Be a little bit higher on my list, but he's got number 10, Spider-Man No Way Home. It's a good pick.
Can't go wrong with that. That's a good one. My kids like that one. Yeah, that's a good movie. You need to watch that one. That one's a good one.
My daughter is starting to show the Marvel movies to my wife, but she doesn't want to include me for whatever reason. Can't even imagine.
Showed them to Bob yet? Because she's going to let Bob know about Marvel movies to watch.
I think she sent a list, if I'm not mistaken, but I don't know for sure.
Hopefully he's listening to it and watching it.
Yeah, let's hope. My number 10 movie that sucked, I tried to put them in order from least to most suck. And, man, I saw a lot of movies with the person I happened to be, like, dating or whatever in high school in, like, the years 99 and 2000, and we saw a lot of terrible movies. There are several of those movies on this list, and this is one of them. Hugh Grant, Mickey Blue Eyes. Just awful.
Never seen it.
Don't see it.
Me neither. No, nothing about that one.
It was where he was like...
Top 10 of movies not to see.
Yeah, well, don't see Mickey Blue Eyes. We actually stayed in the theater for that one for some reason. I have no idea why, but it was terrible. Dudes, number 9 on your list of whatever you're doing.
Oh, the favorite foods and drinks I had yesterday?
Yes.
Fresh green beans with a little oil, salt, and pepper. Throw them in the oven about 450 for 15 minutes on the top rack. They come out perfect. Oh, so good. So good.
Why would you good cook for them in a pan?
I can only think of one thing that would have made them perfect, Duda.
What? A little bacon?
Throw a little bit of bacon. Throw a little bacon in there.
Well, don't think I have never done that, Mike. But yesterday I did not.
Why don't you cook them in a pan, just out of curiosity? Because you're obviously, you know more.
Why cook them on a pan?
No, on the stove. Why don't you do that?
Well, because if you bake them, well, you could do them on the stove, but I like to throw them in the oven because you bake them and they get the little burnt a little bit on them isn't too bad. If you throw them in the frying pan, you really got to watch. Some of them will get a little bit too burnt. So 15 minutes, 450, a little oil, a little salt and pepper. Unbelievable, but
okay,
you got to get the fresh. You got to get the fresh ones.
Oh, well, of course.
Yeah.
Usually, I'd go with the garlic seasoning.
No, you don't need it. Just a little salt and pepper and a little oil, man.
Okay.
Trust me.
If you say so.
Look at me. Trust me. It's food.
I'm looking at you.
Happy days. Hard to miss.
Well, send me some stuff. Number 9 for Atticus, Mike, on his list of comic book movies.
You're going to see kind of a theme here, but number 9 on Atticus's list is Spider-Man: Homecoming. Another good one.
Lots of Spidey so far.
The last few Spider-Mans have been really good.
Who is Spider-Man?
They have been really good.
Who plays Spider-Man now? I don't even know that.
Well, there's different guys that play. Who plays Spider-Man now, Atticus? Tom Holland.
Tom Holland. That sounds right. I think he's right. Good job, Atticus.
I know he's right.
Number nine for me on a movie that sucked. My mom was adamant that Ben Stiller was trash, and we didn't believe her, my sister and I, and we came around. I don't know if she did, but I definitely think Ben Stiller kind of sucks. And there's something about Mary is just unwatchable.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, man. You're wrong on that one.
Yeah, horrible. You are.
Horrible. Yeah, that's a funny movie.
It isn't.
Yeah, it is.
It's hilarious.
Oh, my God.
Really?
Yeah, really.
Yeah.
You like that?
I did. I thought it was kind of funny.
Just sophomoric, just nothing going.
Yeah, it's juvenile humor that just can be so funny at times.
Well, as you know, I'm a little highbrow with my humor, Mike, and I don't connect with the
listen to this
lowest
guy.
Denominator.
Did he just say I'm a little highbrow? All right, what?
Just saying. I think people know this about me. Sense of humor is a little more sophisticated.
Kind of a strange term for you, isn't it, Jeff? Highbrow?
A little bit. But I went with it, and I'm sticking by it. Number eight, dudes.
The crumble banana bread cookie is fantastic. Oh,
wow. Why'd you have one of those?
Trust me, there's more than one on my list that I had yesterday.
Did you just stop by Crumble?
Stop by there on, what day is today? Thursday?
Sure.
So stop by there yesterday. I think it was yesterday and picked up four. And
all the same?
No. Okay. No.
So
no.
You don't want to tell us anymore.
I can't tell you the other one because the other one's coming up on my list.
And you have two remaining?
I have one more remaining.
Oh, one of them didn't make the list.
Well, one, my wife wanted the monster cookie, and it's got peanut butter in it, and I can't do a peanut butter cookie.
Okay, so she ate
can't
that
stand
one.
It.
That accounts now for three of the cookies.
Can't
what about,
stand it.
What about the fourth?
Well, the other two are the same because I thought I thought it would be good, and it's one of my favorite flavors, so that's coming up here later on.
Well, it must have been really good.
Oh, it was. Oh, it was.
What about you, Mike, for Atticus, his eighth favorite comic book Spider-Man movie?
What? Tobey Maguire's Spider-Man.
Really? What are we doing here, Atticus?
Atticus, you just like Spider-Man, don't you? It's getting ready to change. I said,
well, there's not many more Spider-Man movies left.
I'll believe it. You have as many Spider-Mans as Duda has cookies on his list.
Pretty close.
Duda, I had an oatmeal raisin popcorn, oatmeal raisin cookie popcorn today. It was unbelievable. Anyway.
Yeah. You guys are weird.
We're weird. Something about Mary sucks, you just
well,
said.
Well, you're going to be mad at me for this one, too, because we walked out. This is another one of those 99-2000 films that we just... just didn't like it. The Green Mile.
What?
Oh, my gosh.
Are you kidding?
Hated it.
Oh, my goodness.
The Green Mile?
Hated it.
Oh, that was on one of my top 10 lists I did. That was like number 7.
I know.
My favorite
was like
movies.
Your greatest movies.
Can you feel the distaste from Ohio right now, Jeff?
I saw it in Ohio, so that's a problem. I don't
know. How did you not like that movie?
Hated it.
Oh, my goodness.
Boring as
Michael
all
Clark
get out.
Duncan
boring.
From the grave. I hope Michael Clark Duncan comes from the grave and just haunts you so bad tonight.
Well, maybe he will. But I bet deep down he doesn't even like that movie.
I bet deep down he does.
Wherever he is, he's regretting even making that one. I've got more Tom Hanks to come next. So you might be disappointed. Number 7 for you dudes on food you ate yesterday.
Number 7 was apple. Love apple.
Just a straight
usually in the morning before I go to work.
Honeycrisp.
So Honeycrisp are my favorites.
Oh, okay.
It was a Honeycrisp apple, 3:45 in the morning. I grab it on my way to work. That's my breakfast. Love it.
I hear those are the least healthy apples.
Well, they might be, but they taste good.
Yeah.
How is it a least healthy apple?
It's got the most sugar.
Well, it probably does because they're sweet.
Yes.
And they're, but...
How can an apple? I mean,
I don't know.
They're supposed to be inherently.
Somebody got a grant for $700 million to go through the apples, and say, "Oh, this one's not as good for you." Come on, stop it.
It's too bad. Number 7 on Atticus's list: hopefully we've broken now away from Spider-Man, but let's see.
Hey, this is a break. Number 7, 1989, Batman.
The 1989 Batman.
The quote-unquote sort of original, the Michael Keaton.
Yeah, and he put all these down. He knows all the dates on them and everything. So
okay, well, he's the man. We love Atticus. Does Atticus
Batman? That's
maybe
a good one.
Maybe for number one, does Atticus want to give us number one when we get there? Does he want to jump on?
You want to jump on and go to the number one when you get there, Atticus? She said sure.
Okay.
Sweet.
Perfect. Number 7 on my list of movies that sucked is another Tom Hanks vehicle. Just came out a few years ago. Sully. Anybody?
I've not seen that. I know you don't like it. You've made comment that before.
I didn't. I've seen it. I didn't mind it. I thought it was all right.
It's so boring. All it is.
It was a little. It was a little slow. Obviously, it was a little slow. But I thought the story. Obviously, we all know the story behind it.
Yeah, but that's it. There's nothing else to the movie. The whole movie is that. So just build up.
Well,
to
of
that.
Course, that is what the movie was about. What
no,
do you think
no,
it was going to be?
5 minutes of the movie, and then the rest of it was them going through what happened. I don't care what happened.
People blaming other people. People doing this because they want this, and they don't want to look back. I thought it was good.
Have you ever like got
the backstory about it was the most interesting part?
Have you ever got on the internet and checked out? Man, I want to see this FAA investigation they did on this one. Never
on you've the internet. No,
you've never done it.
Because can you believe it? What's on everything on the internet? Can you?
Well, you can go to the FAA website, I'm sure, and find a report of a crash if you're really interested in it. The what happened is what matters.
The story is what you didn't like. It's not that you didn't like Sully, because my first impression is how can you not like this guy that did this?
No, the movie was awful.
The movie, it's not Sully.
No, it's the movie.
Okay.
I don't
feel better.
The character, whatever. I mean, the movie. Tom Hanks was bad in it. I mean, it wasn't bad. It's just the guy is there's nothing interesting about the human being solely except that he's saved a bunch of people, and kudos to him for that.
Yeah, nothing interesting at all. Just saved 100 and some people, but there's nothing really to this guy.
There was
the impossible landing in the Hudson. That that was just that's.
That's nothing. That's nothing, Mike.
He has a trade that he's skilled at. I mean, great. Number 6, dudes. on foods that you ate
from yesterday.
Yes.
Number 6, ham and cheese croissant. Now, normally you ham and Swiss, right?
Of course.
But with this one on the croissant, you have to use a Colby cheese because we make a homemade mustard that's been in my family for like 100 years, and it's unbelievable.
Okay.
Fantastic. That's usually what I have at work. At break time, it's my sandwich.
I like it.
Ham and cheese.
What time is your break usually?
Between 6 and 6:30.
That's pretty early.
Well, I've already been working for a few hours.
What time do you go in?
Well, it depends. Anytime, I'll probably leave the house anywhere between 3:30 and 3:45.
Okay, so you only had a couple hours by the time you're.
Yeah.
I've got 6.5 hours in before I break. It's rough.
That's tough.
Yeah, that's a long time. Mike, number 6 for Atticus on his comic book movies.
Another good one, number 6, Avengers Endgame.
There you go.
Yeah, I can't go wrong with that one.
I know everyone loves that one, so I won't argue. Was Spider-Man in that? No, he's...
Yeah.
He was?
Oh,
okay.
Yeah. He's in all the last two, that one in the Infinity War and stuff. He's there.
Okay, perfect. And before we take a break, we'll come back and do our top 5, but my number 6 on movies that sucked, Clint Eastwood. I love him as an actor. But Trouble with the Curve was one of the worst movies ever made. Just one of the most.
That's
awful.
With Amy Adams, right?
Yeah. Oh my God,
it's a good movie.
Love Amy Adams.
Justin Timberlake's in that. If I'm not mistaken,
just a horrific movie.
Really?
Yes. Nothing about baseball in that movie makes any sense whatsoever.
Yeah, it's a good movie, Mike. You need to watch it.
Please don't.
Okay. Even Max is shaking his head,
Mike,
saying,
"If
like,
you watch that,
it's a good
and,
movie.
And enjoy it." Yeah, we're going to have a talk.
Well, if I watch it and don't enjoy it, dude's got to get me some Coffee Crisp.
Yeah, no, because you'll just say you don't, because then you have to have them. But let me tell you, I'm not going to lie to you, those are gone. The crisps
long,
are gone.
Long gone.
Okay.
All right, we'll come back and do our top 5. This is a spirited list for all 3 of us today. Stay with us. Mike Furches is in here. Jason Duda. I'm Jeff Lutz. It's the Bob and Jeff Show on KFH.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
This is the Bob and Jeff Show on 97.5 and 1240 KFH.
I love this title. I didn't know this was the title of a B-52 song. This is something Bernie Mac used to say, tell it like it T.I. is. So I took that from him. But that's from 92. Maybe he had that before. Maybe he had that before the B-52s had it.
I don't know. I couldn't tell you. No clue.
That's a Bernie Mac-ism. We're doing our top 10. I'm doing my not 10 least favorite movies, I guess. That could be the list. Dude is doing...
top 10 things I ate and drank yesterday.
Perfect. And Mike...
I'm doing my grandson's top 10 comic book movies.
All right, we're all reset. We're all back. We're all ready to do our top five, dudes. Because you start, you asked specifically that you wanted to start this.
I did.
So we're gonna let you. What's your number five food that you ate yesterday?
Baked potato. Can't go wrong with baked potato.
So you
can do
meal.
So many things. So and then you got to cut up the chives, fresh chives, salt and pepper. Obviously, the salt has to be crushed sea salt. Makes it so much
obviously.
Better. And then a little bit of cheese on there. Obviously, Mike, got to have some bacon. Can't go wrong. You can do so many things with potatoes. Love potatoes. Probably one of my favorite foods by far.
Potatoes?
My wife loves
everybody likes potatoes.
My wife loves baked potato from Jason's Deli. She gets it loaded with turkey chili and then puts some ranch dressing on it. And she just... every time we go to Jason's Deli, that's what she gets. She loves it.
The other place that
you can't go wrong.
The other place that we get them from a lot that do a good job is Hog Wild's baked potatoes.
Yeah, they do a great job. Pig In Pig Out does a great job as well. It's hard to mess up a good baked potato.
Mike, do you have an endorsement deal with Pig In Pig Out? You've been bringing them up a lot lately on the show.
Yeah, I need to get one.
You should. You should have one by now. I don't know what their problem is.
I don't know. They had to pay for the last pizza. I can't believe it.
That's craziness. Well, I'll give them a call and see what I can. I'll put the fear of God into them. What's your number five? What's Atticus's number five comic book movie?
Deadpool 2.
Deadpool 2. Deadpool 2.
I like one better, but I don't think he's seen one, but I like two.
All right.
As well, but number five on Atticus, Deadpool 2.
Dudes?
I wasn't a big fan of the Deadpool movies.
Well, that's unfortunate.
I mean, didn't mind them, but not a big fan that I would, that if they're on, I'm going to watch it kind of thing.
Well, that's because you're not 11.
That's probably a good point.
I think dudes just told your grandson he has bad taste in so many words.
Oh, how do you go there from
that's
that?
That's just what I got.
That's what you got?
Between the lines
oh,
kind of thing.
Oh, I see how it is. Yep. Win some points, Jeff. Good for you. He's going to Ohio. You'll have a friend.
We're starting the Matt Damon run on this list of
movies. Oh, this should be interesting.
That sucked. There were four. I crossed one off, which was Stuck on You. Horrible.
That was bad.
But no, there are three in a row here. Number five is The Talented Mr. Ripley.
Oh, my gosh. I hated that movie.
Yes, thank you.
I hated it. It's one of the worst movies I've ever seen.
It's
totally
just terrible.
That'd be in my top three, Jeff. It's terrible.
I'm glad that we finally found some common ground on this bad movie.
You know what's
list.
Funny?
What? You like it?
I was going through Netflix and saw it, and I'd never seen it before. So I started it.
Yeah.
25 minutes in, I was like done.
It's so
bad.
It's
like, what is going on here?
Yeah, my dad, again, he took me to Maverick before an Eagles concert in 94, and he took me to The Talented Mr. Ripley before the Millennium Show in L.A. in 99. So he has a bad track record of trying to make me watch movies.
Well, you got us all for that one. That was I agree with that.
I'm glad.
There's a consensus. There's a consensus. If you're listening, do not watch that movie. You'll regret it for the rest of your life.
For the rest of your life, you'll be making lists built around The Talented Mr. Ripley. All right, number four, dudes. Foods you ate yesterday. I'm excited.
Well, when you're cooking, I don't know about anybody else out there, but when I'm cooking, I like to have a beverage.
Well,
so it's
course.
Either a beer, but last night I had a glass of wine while I was cooking everything. Fantastic. Goes down so good. You're doing some stuff. Have a little drink here and there.
Makes dinner any music on?
So much better. No
at all?
No music.
Okay.
No music.
That's your choice.
Sometimes if everybody's home, there'll be some music on, but there was no music yesterday.
Okay.
This is going to sound terrible. I'm a redneck mountain boy from Tennessee. And I will enjoy a glass of wine as long as it's Boone's Farm or Mad Dog 2020.
Sounds like some upstanding brands you listed there, Mike. What's Atticus's number four comic book movie?
Number four is X-Men. Another okay. good selection. It's a good one. Yeah.
Which one?
Which one, Atticus? The first one? Yes, he said the first one.
All the way, way back?
Yeah.
All right. Wolverine. Is that his favorite guy?
Do you like Wolverine?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love, was it Lucas about Wolverine? Logan. I love, Logan was a great movie.
Oh,
too.
Yeah.
But it's not, yeah. Anyway.
All right. Good list for the youngster so far. Number four for me on movies that were terrible, another Matt Damon vehicle, another 1999, 2000 era movie. One of those Ben Affleck, Matt Damon. Certainly not Good Will Hunting, because that was great. But Dogma was bad.
Huh. These must be terrible, because you're mentioning movies I haven't seen.
Yeah, I've
you
never,
haven't seen
I,
Dogma?
I haven't seen that either.
That was a big deal back in the early 2000s. It had Chris Rock in it. It was a thing, but it was bad. So
I'm taking your word for it. I'm not going to bother watching it.
I wouldn't either. Dudes, we're already at number three on things you ate or drank yesterday.
Okay, so Jackson, he wanted the breaded pork chops, which is fine because that's what he likes to do. Myself, I also made bone-in pork chops.
Oh,
and obviously you got to sear them first, season them up, then throw them in the oven for about 10 minutes, then let them rest for five.
Yeah, obviously.
So good. Absolutely
so
fantastic.
So you had a breaded one and a bone-in one.
I did. I
and
did.
One of each, or two, three?
Meat, you don't leave any meat on the bone, do you, Duda?
that's a...
You know who you're talking to?
Come on, Mike, exactly.
He probably eats the bone, if we're being serious.
Well, I probably got a little bit of marrow off of it, because there was nothing left. It was clean.
Yikes. All right, perfect. That's dudes for you. Number three for Atticus, Mike, his third favorite comic book film.
This is a fairly recent one, and I love this movie, The Batman.
Perfect, yes.
Did you like that one, Jeff?
I have not seen it.
Which one are we talking about?
The Batman.
That's the newest
Just
one.
Came out
the newest
recently.
One. It was good. Yeah, it was good. It's a little dark, though.
Oh, it's very dark.
Like, I was really surprised on how dark it was, but the storyline, I thought it was good, but really surprised on how dark that movie was.
Those movies are getting darker a little bit. Joker, obviously.
Joker was,
pretty dark.
That would, super dark.
Number three on my list of terrible movies, another Matt Damon. I don't even know why I went and saw this movie. I can't put myself in the space that made me go in like an afternoon by myself to the Warren to see The Informant.
Okay, help me out. I think I've seen that, but
I
can't.
I don't even know. Like, I don't know. I don't know what was happening in the movie.
Is that the one where they go through doors and stuff and they end up in places they're not supposed to be or something?
I don't know what it's like. I don't know what it is.
Yeah, I think it's that one.
Who starred in it? Do you know who starred
in it? It was Matt Damon.
Oh. Okay.
The Informant, it had an exclamation mark.
That was on Netflix.
It was?
It was on Netflix or Amazon Prime 1. I think it was released on Netflix or Amazon Prime. Like,
why?
In theaters. Well, that,
no, The Informant's like 15 years old.
It was a while ago, that one.
Okay.
It was so bad.
I did see that, and I didn't care for it either.
Okay, good. Perfect. Yeah. We're all the way into our top two. Top two. And so what was the second best food or drink you consumed yesterday?
So after dinner, we're done. A buddy of mine gave me some peach moonshine.
Oh, my God. Oh.
A buddy of yours, as he dropped by?
Oh, it was
like,
so,
does that happen to you a
it
lot?
It was like dessert. It's literally dessert.
But, okay, that's great. But what do you mean a buddy gave you some peach moonshine? What does that even mean?
It's moonshine.
No, I know what I get it. But what does your buddy just gave it to you mean? What, like, where? What was the context behind a buddy?
A friend of mine makes it.
Okay.
And he drops them off.
Okay. Thank you. Why is that?
I'm not sure. I thought it's kind of what I said. Buddy gave me some.
Yeah, buddy gave you some. So did he give it to you a week ago and you just had it? Did he? I mean,
yeah, I've had it for about, well, maybe 3 or 4 days.
Okay.
And just I was waiting, and last night I had, and oh, boy.
Because my buddies don't bring me moonshine.
Oh, my buddies do. You need new buddies.
Well,
hey, Jeff, when I'm driving back through the hills of Kentucky on 23, if you want, I can stop by one of these roadside vendors and get you some.
Get the good,
only Kentucky moonshine.
You can't
acceptable.
Buy that stuff. It's got to be the homemade stuff.
Yeah.
And I'm sure it is in Kentucky. Number two for Atticus, and he can jump on it if he wants to do number two, number one, whatever you want to do, Mike.
Still want number two, because I'm proud of you for this pick. Number two on the Atticus list is Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse.
Okay.
See, my 12-year-old loves that movie.
We're coming full circle on the Spider-Man stuff, but I don't mind. I love it, actually.
Okay. That's a great. If you haven't seen that, it's animated. It really is, I think, quite possibly the best of the Spider-Man movies, so it's well worth watching.
All right. This is my Adam Sandler division. I couldn't choose just one, so I have a tie at number two. I wanted to put both of these movies on the list. But I had the number one is just, it's locked in forever. But number two in the Adam Sandler category is Funny People and Click. Nope.
I don't know if I saw Funny People.
Yeah, don't. It's good for half an hour.
I saw Click.
Click was just brutal.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm probably with you on that.
Thank you. Mike, anything on those?
I think the trailers on Click looked really good.
Yeah, the teasers.
I'm grateful I spoke to a few people before seeing it because they told me how bad it was, so I never did see it.
Thank goodness.
You didn't miss much.
You've dodged several bullets on this list, Mike, so be grateful. And
I'm grateful, Jeff.
Thank you. We've arrived at number one. What was your favorite thing that you ate or drank yesterday, Jason Duda?
So then, obviously, later in the evening, I had to have the crumble
obviously.
Mint brownie cookie.
Mint.
Oh.
Who eats mint?
I eat it all the time.
Why don't you just...
Mint is one of my... Mint chocolate chip ice cream.
Why don't you just
the
take
The Aero
some...
Mint Bar in Canada. Oh,
why don't you just take
it.
Some toothpaste and put it in the freezer and then eat that?
Oh, it's totally different, yeah. Jeff.
No, it's
totally.
Not.
Yes, toothpaste and mint are totally different.
What? What, Mike?
You got to figure, Jeff, is after his fifth glass of peach moonshine, everything was going to be good after that.
It's not true because I had the last half of it this morning, and it was just as good.
You just drinking moonshine in the morning.
No, I said we're talking about the cookie this morning, you meat stick.
Okay, well, I didn't pick that up. So
obviously not.
All right, fair enough. And Atticus, number one.
My number one comic book movie of all time is The Dark Knight.
The Dark Knight, very good.
Yeah, good pick.
Great list, Atticus.
Yep, well done.
Thanks for joining us today. Thanks for participating.
You're welcome. Thank you for having this broadcast.
That's what we do. All right, number one, no one on earth has seen this movie.
What?
It was a 99-2000. Again, the young lady and I went to the video store, and here's the cast of this movie, so we had to pick it up. Gillian Anderson, Ellen Burstyn, Sean Connery, Anthony Edwards, Angelina Jolie, Dennis Quaid, Patricia Clarkson, Jay Moore, John Stewart, Amanda Peet, Ryan Phillippe. They're all in this movie. Hilary Duff is in it as an extra, so obviously. So we had to see it. Like, this is a thing. The movie's called Playing by Heart, and it's the worst movie in the history of the world.
Seen it.
Right, no one's seen it. And I don't know how it got out. I don't know why they put it out. But I want everyone to see it just to know that it's the worst.
And Duda and I want everyone to remember that we don't want to torture you, so we're not going to tell you to try things that aren't good like Jeff will do.
But I just want some fellowship, you know? Like, I don't want to be the only two people who have ever seen Playing by Heart. I need someone else to commiserate with because it's truly that bad.
Sounds like you're not going to find them. Mike, what would be one of your worst movies that you've ever seen?
The worst movie I've ever seen, to me, and Jeff mentioned it, is the Mr. What was the
Ripley? Mr. Ripley.
Yeah, The Talented Mr. Ripley. It was one of the first movies I reviewed, and I gave it a 1 out of 10.
Thank
only
goodness.
Give it a 0.
Did you ever see? Because the worst movie I think I've ever seen was with Drew Barrymore called Home Fries.
I have seen that. I don't think I care.
It is awful. It has one of the funniest lines in it, and it's right at the start of the movie. And after that, it's just like when's it done?
What's the line?
Can't say it on the air.
Oh, well, tell me off.
But
the air.
If you see it, if you get it, watch the first 5 minutes for the line, and then just shut it off.
Text it to me, dude. You're Jeff. Text it to me because I'm curious as to what the line is too. So
okay.
I'll text it to him. And Mike, we appreciate you as always. I'm sure we'll talk to you again next week.
Yeah, I'll be home next week. So looking forward to seeing you guys.
All right, looking forward to it. Atticus, thanks, buddy. We appreciate you.
Okay.
All right. See ya. There goes Mike and Atticus.
Good list today.
They weren't bad, were they?
No. Good chat.
Hilary Duff, they let me, wow. Guess what we have right now, dudes?
Well, let me think. You got something to give away?
Yeah, we do.
Yeah.
We're going to give away a pair of Backstreet Boys tickets. It's the DNA World Tour. Coming to Interest Bank Arena Tuesday, September 13th. Call 869-1240 right now. Be the first one in, and you'll get the tickets. It's pretty simple.
The Backstreet Boys.
Yeah, they're playing Interest Bank Arena for some reason. But that shouldn't stop you from wanting to go.
The Backstreet Boys. What's with all these? Everybody just wanting to make a comeback?
I don't know. I don't know that they ever left necessarily. They had.
They didn't?
I thought
they were gone for like ever.
They had guys go to rehab and.
Yeah, so they were gone for a while.
Be a little mad at each other. No one's listening, so no one's going to get the tickets.
what?
But I'm happy. I'm happy someone rang. There you go. Yeah. Someone's going to see the Backstreet Boys. Do you want to go to that?
What was the other band that was the
NSYNC?
NSYNC. So which was the better one?
NSYNC by a million miles.
Not even close.
If they came back, they would sell out every arena in America.
So I always thought
we wouldn't be giving away their tickets. I'm telling you that right now.
So who was in? Was that Timberlake in that one?
Yes,
he was in that one.
Yes.
Okay. Who was in the other one that I would know?
Nick Carter.
Okay.
He was there. AJ, I think, was another guy. I don't remember his last name.
Because they were both, weren't they both like really big? I remember them, but I mean, like,
yeah,
it is music.
They were both humongous. AJ McLean, do you know him?
Which one came out first? Who was first, NSYNC or
Backstreet? I think Backstreet Boys came out first.
And then NSYNC decided, no, we can do this way better. So
pretty much, yeah.
Here they came and then 98
took over. Degrees. Yeah, Backstreet Boys were still big. My sister tells the story. She saw them in concert at her high school before they were much.
At her high school?
Yeah, Backstreet Boys played her high school.
Really?
Yes. Isn't that crazy?
That is crazy. That is absolutely crazy.
It's wild. And they came out in 93. That's when they were formed. NSYNC was 95. So there you go.
That's when they came out? I was 20 when they came out?
Yeah,
they thought I was younger than that.
They were big in the 90s.
Thought I was younger
than that. J.C. Chazet, does that ring?
Okay, J.C.
I bet you know all the members of NSYNC.
Well, probably the names,
Chris
but I
Kirkpatrick.
No, don't
know
that one.
You know Joey Fatone.
Yes.
And you know Lance.
Because he's on Impractical Jokers.
Yes, and you know Lance Bass.
Yes.
There you go.
That was NSYNC?
Yeah, and obviously Justin Timberlake.
He did okay from there.
Well, Joey Fatone is a weird fit in that group. He's like 50 years older than all of them.
He wanted to be a kid.
He does not look normal, I guess.
Normal?
For a boy bander. I mean, now he doesn't. Can you imagine? Can you look at Joey Fatone and say, yeah, that guy was a big pop star?
Probably not.
In a boy band.
No, I would agree with you on that.
Doesn't quite work. But he's entertaining. I don't know that he can sing. Can he? Can Joey Fatone just... Have you heard him sing?
Did he really sing, or was he just one of the backup guys that kind of sang backup for everybody else in the band?
But we know Justin could sing.
Right.
We know Chris could sing. Lance could sing a little bit. I don't really know about the other two. I don't know what...
They were just there.
No, JC could sing too. But I don't know about Joey. I don't know about Joey Fatone. Because it's not like, has he put out a solo album or anything?
Joey just rode the coattails for a few years.
I'm gonna
collected
see
a bunch of money. Good for him.
I'm going to see if he put out an album.
Joey?
Yeah.
No idea. Absolutely none.
Doesn't look like he has a single, a solo album.
Well, there you go. So he wasn't. He was just the backup vocals for the boys.
Oh, here's one. An album called Radio, released in 2010. I got nothing.
In 2010? How old was he then? Like 44?
I don't know. I got to find out. Do we have to go off the air, Max? Hold on. Joey Fatone's 45. That's it?
Well, no, he's not.
He's younger than you?
No way. Not a chance.
That's crazy.
That's wrong.
All right, we got to go.
Don't believe what you read on the internet.
We'll come back and wrap this thing up. Stay with us.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way.
Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game 10, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.